For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Well, this week for the Daily Inspiration, we're looking at seven things that the Bible, or that the New Testament says that God is able to do. On the 26th, we saw that God was able to raise up children of Abraham from ordinary river stones. I just encourage you to go back and listen to day 26 for an introduction for this week and how God did fulfill the words of John the Baptist when he told those Jews who came to be baptized, "Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And also, if you're not born again, and you have some questions about what it is to be born again, or you want to know about the new birth, please listen to day 27. Where I tried to make it very clear how a person is saved. Day 28, we talked about keeping, or that God keeps his promises. Day 29, we talked about how God answers prayer. And for today, we're going to look at how, out of the verse that I started with, 2 Timothy 1:12, where it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that," here it is, "he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." So here Paul was in prison, and it's commonly considered or commonly believed that this 2 Timothy was probably the last book that he wrote, the last letter that he wrote, and he wrote it to Timothy before he died. And so here he was in prison. He was suffering because of the gospel. He had been taken as prisoner several years before even, and he was about ready to lose his life. He had suffered a lot for the gospel, but he was confident that what God He was confident that God was able to keep him. It says here, "For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." He was able to keep him, keep his soul safe. Though man may kill him, he was going to be, I don't know if he knew how he was going to be executed, but I think it's commonly known that his head was cut off. That's how they executed the Apostle Paul. I don't know if he knew that, but he believed and he knew that God was able to keep him, even though they may kill him, that he was going to be safe, that his soul would be safe. And he had confidence in this. It says, "Though I suffer the for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able," God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. God was able to keep the Apostle Paul, was able to keep his soul safe, and he's able to keep you and I safe if we have come to him like we talked about on day 27, if we come to him the way that he says, and we believe in him, and we have our confidence and faith in him and not in our own good works, we can have confidence that he will keep us. He is able to do that. I'm looking for another verse here. In Jude 24 and 25, there's only one chapter in Jude, but those two verses, it says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, God's able to keep us and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, I definitely don't believe that the New Testament teaches once saved, always saved. I don't see that in the Bible. We can lose our salvation. But he is interceding for us, and he is able to keep us. But we also have a choice in the matter. If we turn our backs to God, if we just adamantly refuse to follow him and trust in him and believe in him anymore, we just go out to the world, live our own lives again and be overcome by sin and the world and the devil, we can lose our salvation. But I don't believe it's easy to lose our salvation. I think we have to jump over a whole bunch of hoops, a whole bunch of things to lose our salvation. It's one of the things that I've used as an example many times would be in a family. You know, our children, they can do bad things in the family, and we don't kick them out. We don't just say out of here, get out of here. You know, our small children, our young children, they do bad things, and we maybe discipline them. They ask forgiveness. Maybe they don't even ask forgiveness, but they're still part of the family. But maybe there comes a day when they're older and they just say, I am done with this family. I don't want this family anymore. I am done. I don't want anything to do with their God. I don't want anything to do with this family. And they leave and they just go their own way. Well, I believe God lets them go. And the father doesn't have much choice either. He lets them go, the father of the home. And the mother, and just let them go, just like the prodigal son. He left and he went out, but he was, if he came back, he was well received. But that's the way it is with God. God, we can be saved and then lose our salvation by turning our backs on God and walking away. But I don't think it's easy. God is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So we're looking at that God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, is what Paul said. As I shared, he was suffering because of the gospel. But he was confident that God was able to keep him. And there's another aspect here, too, is that God was able to keep that which he did for God. He went to many different places. He started many different churches by the help of God. He was a faithful man. He wrote many things down, and we read them today. God was able to keep that which he has committed and that which he did also, not just his soul, but the work that he did, the gospel that he preached, the souls that he preached to and that were saved, the churches that started up, the word of God that was written down, and we can read it today. God was able to keep that which he has committed unto him against that day. And God can keep us too. He can keep the works that we do for him, and they can go on, and our children, our grandchildren, and even writings that we do that can be passed down to encourage others. And how many hymns that hymn writers have written that are a blessing today that are part of their legacy, and it can be part of ours too. Things that we write to our children and encouraging letters and notes and wanting them to commit their lives to God. Maybe our grandchildren, great-grandchildren that we never even are able to meet because we've passed on. But this is something that can live beyond us. So God is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. So that's the inspiration for today. I hope that was inspiring to you. It is to me, that God's able to keep us. and keep our souls safe, and also keep the work that we do for Him, and that can be a blessing to others. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.